we'll get to Craig Vozzo right now. So it's moments away. Anthony, thanks for your call. Craig, appreciate your time on Trade Radio throughout 2013 and again today. You secured Xavier Ellis yesterday from Hawthorn officially on a deal that Xavier told us on Trade Radio was very much reliant on him being able to get his body right and to play some regular footy. It's obviously a good deal for you guys in that regard as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're very really keen to have him on board, and I guess there's some risk simply with his body. Certainly not as a player and as a person. He's wonderful in both areas. But yeah, there's the body risk, which is reflected in the deal.
Craig, Josh Bootsma is a name that's come up, and there's sort of a couple of little mixed messages. I mean, his management are suggesting that certainly he was told in an interview process that he might be put up for trade. Carlton have sort of come out today through Greg Swan and sort of said, no, they think he'll be staying. What's the situation from you guys? Where do you sit with him?
Oh, look, we rate him highly, Terry, but I just can't see how we're going to be able to facilitate a deal to get him back. I don't think we're going to be able to satisfy Carlton's requirements. So that's the long and short of it.
Okay. Elliot Yeo, another player who needs an update from a West Coast perspective. Any movement on that front there from the Brisbane Lions listed player?
Yeah, we made some good progress today. So I don't think we're going to be too far away from finalising that.
Okay. You able to sort of speculate on what it may be by way of what you're giving up to Brisbane in return?
Not at this point. Sorry, boys.
That's right. No, but there is movement made and you expect the deal to land now, officially.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It won't be too far away.
Okay. Craig, we had a call just a moment ago. You might have even heard the tail end of it. A question from a WA listener about Murray Newman. We know he did have a lot of issues to deal with and walked out of a waffle game during the game at some stage of this year. Still listed as an Eagle. Will he be that have that same status going into 2014?
Yeah, I think so. We've got a final list management meeting to have with the new senior coach, in which case we'll be talking about Murray, but I think he'll be here in some form, yeah.
Okay, interesting development there because it seemed like he was gone. Any interest in David Myers from Essendon, Craig?
We think he's a good player, but he won't be coming to the West Coast Eagles. I think he's a contracted player as well.
Okay. Dale Garlett, a man who had a lot of words written and spoken about him this time last year, didn't get picked up, had a good year in the Waffle. Any chance of him being an Eagle in 2014?
Oh, he'd be on every recruiter's draft board, and no doubt he's on ours as well. And there's plenty of debate to be had before the national draft, but certainly on the draft board.
Craig, where do you think he would sort of drop in the national draft? Because he's a fascinating one, isn't he? I mean, they could have been picked up as a rookie last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Terry, the way he plays, he's a top 10 draft pick, no doubt. So he's got extraordinary talent. But obviously, there's been other issues with Dale, which would probably push him out. So the degree of risk a club's prepared to take, and it's really hard for me to answer that one, Terry.
No, fair call.
Terry, Craig, you're not in any way moving toward trying to get in the conversation with Melbourne over pick two, are you?
No.
Just to check that one out.
They've raised it a couple of times in the context of players that are extremely important to our list build.
Yep. Luke Shuey and Andrew Gaff, two of those players, and even Scott Selwood?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they're all rumours, but from our point of view, absolutely no merit, and they'll be at the West Coast Eagles, hopefully, for many more years.
Gotcha. Just one more before we let you go, and it's non-playing, but more the assistant coaches that will form under Adam Simpson as the new coach. Michael Voss was offered a deal 5 years ago by West Coast, took it, and then ended up taking the Brisbane Lions senior job. Is that in the offing again for him, potentially?
We've spoken with Michael's management. It's just whether or not there's a role that suits him, and it's a bit both ways. So it's certainly one that we're considering, and he's considering, but certainly nothing in concrete. So
sure.
And Craig, just the last one on that. Mark Harvey obviously has moved back to Perth. Is there any interest in him coming onto your coaching board?
There's certainly an interest. Again, weighing up against the role that's available, Terry. So,
Craig, as always, and once again today, thank you for joining us on Trade Radio.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys.